500 meters. There was a film on the area. We took cinema film.
Mật độ ở đây là
the population, the density of the population is nearly 40,000 people per square kilometer. Yes. The people here are working people. All are working people. Another place. This street named Nguyen Thiep is in the center of the city, Hanoi. Was bombed on the 13th of December, 66. On the same time, on the same day, with the bombing on of Phúc Tân.
The other place where we saw.
We have now left Phúc Tân Street, and we have gone to another area in Hanoi that was struck by bombs on December 13. The street is Nguyen, that's N-G-U-Y-E-N, Thiep, T-H-I-E-P Street. This street on both sides shows damaged buildings, and we are told to, or our attention is called to the fact that there are no actual bomb craters. Rather, the destruction here is thought to be caused by missiles, which are capable of destroying or damaging only one or two buildings at the most. Hence the conclusion that there were a number of missiles fired in this particular vicinity. I might say that this vicinity is in the midst of a residential area about, perhaps 75 yards from where we are standing, but actually the commencement of the street is a railroad track, elevated railroad track. Our vehicle traveled underneath the viaduct of that track. But so far as we can determine, there is nothing to be seen of a military in nature. On the other side of the railroad track is a grocery store, a market. And we are standing in front of a Buddhist temple, and we have gone inside that temple, and we have seen the destruction that was wrought by one of the missiles to that temple. The roof is virtually off. Of course, the Buddha figures, the shrine figures, are at least some of them are damaged, and the temple is in such a condition as to be unusable. Much of the rubble has been cleared from the site, but there is much, of course, that remains to be done. We turn at this moment back to Joe Needland's interview concerning the description of the area.
Yes, yes.
This number 27?
Yes. The Buddhas were attacked by U.S. bomb.
Is that a military target?
Ở đây có phải là cái mục tiêu quân sự không? Obviously, it is not.
I have in my room a tape recording of a demonstration that we had at Berkeley University. Just one bomb here.
Mini bomb and missile. On also rocket.
And what date was this area hit?
On the 13th.
13th of December, yeah.
No, only Tito.
Only Tito.
Yes, this is the kind of the fish, of the fish, and it is, well, the place is densely populated.
From Nyantep Street, we traveled to a village called Fuha, P-H-U, next word is X-A, Fuha Village, a little community some 5 kilometers from the center of the city. It may be a little bit longer than that from the center of the city, but perhaps more realistically, it's about 5 kilometers from the edge of the city, approximately 20 minutes from the Nyantep Street site that we've last discussed. Fuha Village was bombed on August 13. It is a Catholic village, that is to say that its population are mostly Catholics. The village lies near the Red River. It is a farm community. One looks about for signs of a military target. None can be seen except people. Fuha Village was bombed on the 13th of August, bombed in a way that was designed to do the most damage to people. There were 3 types of bombs used. The first, high explosive bombs. The second, pressure, designed to cause the structures in which people might be hiding to collapse. And then, third, were fragmentation bombs. We saw them. We saw fragmentation bombs labeled CBU, Cluster Bomb Unit. But we'll get to that in a moment. The point of the bombing attack on Fuha Village was to get the people out of their shelters so that they could be killed by the cluster bomb. The cluster bomb, I might point out, is a container that holds approximately 300 small globes of cast iron, each one of which contains 300 steel pellets. In other words, each cluster bomb holds approximately 90,000 steel pellets, which begin to fly out of the containers at approximately treetop level. We got out of our automobiles, which were parked by the side of the road, and walked up a dike, which was also subject to attack, a dike that was designed to protect the area from the Red River during flood periods. The dike was bombed, and part of it was destroyed so that the peasants had to rebuild it. When we saw it here on March 12, we saw it fully reconstructed and able to cope with flood. We moved down the dike and across the fields, and as As we did so, we passed by a little hamlet which was occupied by the French. We could still see the old cement fort in which were 12 puppet soldiers during the French occupation period. And we were told that during the French occupancy, it was implied or implicit that they would not fire upon guerrillas at night, even though they were able to see them, in order that they themselves would not be destroyed. As we approached the hamlet, which suffered most of the damage from the aforedescribed attack, we passed by four graves which held one family, the family of Mrs. Li Fi Huang, H-U-O-N-G. She was is 24 years old, although she looks a little bit older. She's a peasant, and she's the lone survivor of a family, her father and mother, her sister, and her nine-month-old baby, all were killed. We passed by their graves. We proceeded through the hamlet to a concrete monument adjoining a house where a whole family of seven people was killed. There was a text on this monument, which incidentally was referred to as the Monument of Hate. It read, "Against U.S. aggressors who have destroyed our village on 13 of August 1966. Beyond the monument, a few feet, is a museum. And this museum houses the remnants of bombs which were found from the attack of 13 August. One of the items we found was a large shell canister, about 130 centimeters long, that would be about 50 inches in length, and approximately 13 to 14 inches in diameter. This shell canister was split in two, designed to do so when it explodes at the treetop level. One half of it was deformed, but the other was still intact. However, we could easily read the English text that was preserved on it. One aside read as follows, and I quote, "Cyclotol," that's spelled C-L-Y-C-O-T-O-L, 139 pounds, loading date July 66, lot PA, I would assume Pennsylvania, -18-2, serial number 70, end of text. The other half, which I indicated was in better preservation, also contained a text which read as follows, FSN 1325-ND, that's Nelly Dog, 000032G, dispenser and bomb aircraft CBU 24B, AF drawing number 65 FH 10875. And that's the end of the text. The hamlet that we visited was a resistance center during the war against the French. After the attack, the hamlet was absolutely destroyed completely. But the most significant thing, a thing that Americans perhaps ought to keep in mind, is that the entire hamlet was reconstructed by the people in 36 days, which time included the construction of the museum that we had visited. Also inside the museum was a pot on one of the struck by one of the fragments, or by some fragments, full of holes, dented. The size of the holes varied according to the object that struck it. There were small holes, less, or perhaps half the size of a dime, made by the steel fragment, the steel pellets. There were larger holes caused by other fragmentation. And then, of course, the pot damage itself that was twisted and distorted, perhaps caused by the pressure of one or more of the bombs. This hamlet has the houses are thatched roof, plaster, perhaps 30 or 40 such houses, all clustered together rather closely. Cattle grazed peacefully just outside the hamlet. Peasants worked along another dike on the other side of the hamlet and in the fields beyond that. Now let's listen to the recording of Joe Needland.
Bombed on the bombed on the 13th of August, 1966.
That's right. The name of the village is Pusha. Make it all that way. 5 kilometers away from Hanoi. And the village has been rebuilt. There are many traces of the bombing.
Any military target around here?
I must ask. As you see, no thing, possible call military target.
This seems to be purely a agricultural area.
That's right. Those houses were newly rebuilt after the bombing.
I see you have a nice vegetable garden here.
Yes, we have plenty of them. I grow most vegetable, which is a source of supply to the town.
I see that you have some nice banana trees, too.
That's right.
I understand in the South, the American troops destroy everything, cut down the banana trees, and completely devastate the villages.
Yes, cut down the banana trees, fruit trees, and they spray the pollen to destroy. Yeah, aggressors use three kinds of weapons to attack the village. First, they use explosive bombs to chase our people. Yeah. And after that, they use air pressure bombs. And third, they use CBU, we call murder bomb, containing steel pellets, guava-shaped bomb.
Fragmentation bomb.
Yes, yes. Fragmentation bomb.
Will we see any of those bombs in the museum?
Yes, yes, yes. You can see it later. Yes. That's 3 points. Let's weapons. The U.S. aggressors used to attack the village.
How many people killed here?
Oh, I don't know exactly. I'm not.
the grave that people died for.
Ali Barnaba. They gave us information when we reached there.
Now, when was this place bombed?
On the 13th of August, 1963.
What are those plants there?
That's tobacco.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
For tombs of four tombs who were killed, in the rain. Her family was all killed. She is only the survivor of the family. At a time of 9 months old, was also killed. Her name is Mrs. Lei Thi Hung. Her son of 9 years old was killed in the rain. Her parents, her sister, and her son were killed.
What does the word say?
What hatred for U.S. aggressors who have killed people in Pusa Hamlet, Nyatan Village on August 13, 1966. Monument is built. Was a family of 7 members, and a bomb hit right on the house, and all the 7 members of the family were killed.
What does it say on this side?
It says the people in this village are determined to hold firmly a plow in one hand and gun in the other to defeat the U.S. imperialist aggressor. To avenge those who have been poor killed in container. And it contains 300 steel pellet bombs. And the cover of the pellets, there are 300 steel pellets.
And how many small pellets on each inside each gun?
300. 300 steel pellets. The most steel pellets.
So that makes 900,000.
That's right, 900,000.
900,000.
Opens up and.
When it reached about the three levels, split into half.
Time bomb.
Fragmentation bomb.
According to here, we call here TBU. TBU canister bomb unit.
Canister bomb.
Is it possible to take this outside so that we can get a picture? I have no flash.
Contain 600 small bombs, small film pellet bombs like this.
Yes, and each of those contains 300 small pellets.
About 300, yes,
maybe not.
300 thin pellets, yes.
I see. And it has an explosive in the inside.
Yes, yes.
Did you show these bombs to Harrison Salisbury?
Yes, yes, he.
These bombs are obviously useless against any military structure. They're
he cannot destroy steel and concrete.
As President Johnson claimed.
Yeah, he lied to people.
Yeah, again.
Yeah. The import of the people, pierced by steel pellets.
Qui a été troué par le bombe.
Ici, c'est Joker.
Ici, le but.
This placement caused by a fragment of rocket. Mm-hmm. And this small one caused small holes caused by film pellets in the from the fragmentation bomb.
Part of this canister, it's written Cyclothol 139 pounds. Loading date 7-66. Lot PA. And then there's some other numbers. Serial 70.
In August.
Dropped in August of last year.
After 1 month of
loading, 1 month after loading. In this museum, you have relics of the attack of different kinds. There appear to be things that are from the houses.
That's right. Here, for example, the hammock. Here's a piece of the conical hat of the castle. There's the toy of children. And some piece of a bicycle which has been destroyed.
Yes.
Some piece of the harm-burned clothes of the people.
What do you suppose those four letters mean, Chuck?
All right,
this other half has the letters FFN 1325-N, some further numbers, and then it states dispenser and bomb. And under that it says CBU, which could be cluster bomb unit or canister bomb unit. All of this material in here is painted in the familiar khaki and yellow, the yellow lettering characteristic of U.S. Army equipment.
And damage caused by the rain. Number of people killed, 24. Number of wounded, 23. completely this number of houses completely destroyed, 64. Damaged houses, 71. The kitchen was burned down, 20. The big table, 20. The drinking water tank, 9, destroyed. And jewelry in gold jewelry, equivalent to 9, something like Duncan, 9 Duncan, that is a measurement.
The money?
Yes. 5 Duncan, which is how about it?
Money.
Money about 900 dong, but 1 dong cut.
Yeah.
And here 9 dong cut.
It's not enough noise.
We left Fusa village and went to another site on the other side of Hanoi. The Van Dien, D-I-E-N, urban center that was struck by bombs from U.S. planes on December 2, 13, and 14, 1966. The Van Dien area contains approximately 10 hamlets. Each hamlet usually consists of about 100 families, totaling approximately 700 to 1,000 people. The next largest unit is a village, which usually consists of about 3 to 5 hamlets and is the lowest municipal unit. The strip of land bombed on December 2, 13, and 14 is about 1.25 miles long and approximately 2/3 of a mile wide. The principal subject of attack on these three occasions seems to have been the Polish-Vietnam Friendship School, which was built in 1963 for primary and secondary educational purposes. That is, as a primary and secondary school. It is located in the Tu Kai, that's spelled as I understood it, T-U, new word, K-Y, hamlet, most of which, or certainly a part of which, was also destroyed. The school consists of 3 main buildings and 1 laboratory building. There were about 30 bombs dropped in this area. We observed 6 bomb craters outside the entrance to the school alone. This would seem to indicate that the school was indeed a target. The craters of some of the bombs appeared to have been about 7 yards in diameter and perhaps 10 to 12 feet deep. A direct hit was scored on the laboratory building, thus demolishing that building, and a direct hit was scored on at least on a half of the main building, virtually destroying that building as well. Several of the other buildings were destroyed or rendered useless by the pressure bombs. In ascertaining the nature of the area, we observed railroad tracks of approximately 100 yards from the school building. This railroad track, of course, goes directly into Hanoi, and of course is linked to the southern part of North Vietnam. At the time of this observation, again on March 12, we observed at a distance of approximately 300 to 400 yards from the school on the railroad track a number of coal cars. And these coal cars were being emptied by women. The coal being shoveled from the car to the ground nearby, where presumably it will be picked up and brought to some other area. I might say that en route to the site that we're describing, approximately a mile from that site, I noticed a coal yard, and I would assume that the coal being removed from the coal cars would be ultimately taken to that site. But I stress that it's a mile away, and at the time we observed it, did not appear to have been damaged, or at least no damage was apparent, and the yard itself was full of coal. This little observation teaches us some interesting things. If the coal yard was indeed hit, there isn't a sign of that now apparent, which means and which attests to the vigor with which reconstruction takes place. If the coal yard was not hit, but was the subject of which might have been a target, then we have a testament to the inaccuracy of bombing, which our administration contends is always pinpoint and always right on the precise point at which it is aimed. If we take the administration at its word, the school was the target, and its children were to be its victims. Now let's go back to Dr. Joe Neeland and see, and back to the site where the interview takes place.
Going again.
The area.
The whole area was bombed.
The whole area was bombed. The area is 2 kilometers long, 1 kilometer wide. It includes 10 villages. And this place is heavily bombed.
You heard a reference to 10 villages. We think that might have been a mistranslation. Earlier, you'll note, I referred to the fact that there were about 10 hamlets which were subject to attack within this particular area. We think that perhaps is the more accurate description, and that village, as used by our interpreter, might have been an inaccurate translation. Now back to the description.
This Vietnam Polish French senior high school.
I mean, it was. It was.
It was.
Before it was bombed.
Yes, it was.
It's been destroyed.
Yes.
When was this school bombed?
It was bombed three times. First, on the 2nd, on the 13th, and the 14th December 1956.
Oh, yes.
The bomb crater has been turned into a
phone for the people use to use.
For washing.
For washing, so. Well, this is the laboratory of the school.
Laboratoire.
Thirty bombs were dropped on this street. Was attacked on the 13th and 14th September. The building over there was attacked on the 2nd of December. That by this creature. Back by 700 pounds bomb.
700 pounds. That was Senior Basso that you heard in the background there, along with some geese.
I bomb class. The ninth bomb was.
In here, studying.
In studying, which was attended by 44 school children. And this building is the office of the teachers who were having a meeting. When there was an alert, the pupil got into the trench here. When the pupil arrived at the wall there, the plane came and dropped bomb over there. And due to the bomb, explosion of the bomb, six pupils was buried. Was buried in the trench and get suffocated. But they were wounded. And including two school mistresses. Over there, it was a storehouse of the cooperative, which was also destroyed.
It was completely destroyed.
Yeah.
Did they also shoot here with guns, strafing? Any strafing?
Here?
Yeah.
In this area?
Yeah.
On that thing, on those things?
Yeah. I mean, did they use bullets?
Uh-huh.
Or just bombs?
Uh-huh. It was bomb and rocket.
Out here in the country, close to Hanoi, is apparently warned of an attack. But out in the country, where it's remote from the city, they have to depend on the local observers, huh?
Yeah.
And the telephone, maybe, huh?
Yeah.
What?
When they are.
What was here? Anything built here? Was there anything built here?
No, no, only rice field.
Why did they bomb this? Yeah.
The rice, they bomb, they want to destroy everything. It is in their blood to
conduct terrorists.
Exterminate our people. Because there are many schools which are very far away from railway, from highway, and all that, but they were bombing.
How many planes were involved in this particular raid here? streets.
Yes.
Because I note that there is a railroad line here about 100 yards away from the school. But you see, our government says that we are bombing is precise.
Mm-hmm.
We always bomb everything we mean to bomb. You see?
Even Harrison Salisbury.
Yeah.
just bombs the
Let
school.
Let me ask you this. I know, for example, that there's that today there are some railroad cars that are that the people are unloading coal from. Coal and peat. Which may be 200 or 300 yards from the bombed area. Now, is that the same place where the railroad cars are always unloaded, or is it here today and the next time it would be somewhere else? You understand my question?
Yes, yes, yes. Today it is here, but today it's at other places.
They wouldn't have it at this particular place. That would be dangerous from...
In that connection, I'd like to make a note of the fact that as we passed the railroad depot, it appeared to deserted, and we were informed that this was pursuant to a rule proscribed since the bombing attacks began, in order to avoid congestion and populations concentrating on areas which were likely targets of American planes. I also want to recapitulate on the warning system, because it didn't come over too clearly in Joe Neeland's interview. But the fact is that urban areas or centers which are close to the city are hooked up to the city air raid warning system. And under this system, usually the population is given approximately 5 to 6 minutes warning of an oncoming attack, although at times it's less than that. One of those times appeared in the school attack here, because there were victims killed who were unable to make the shelter. But in the country, in places like Fuha Village, which we referred to a little bit earlier, there is only observed the people are dependent entirely upon observers, or if they are more fortunate, in having telephone communication with the districts, they might have a couple of minutes warning. This will depend, of course, on the type of aircraft used and the speed at which it travels, and the altitude at which it travels. One of the things that we learned back at Museum Yep Street, which was bombed on December 13, was that that particular attack was at high altitude. Now, when you travel at high altitude, you release your missiles at high altitude, as was apparently the case there. It is pretty obvious that you're just throwing the bombs out in hopes that it'll hit something. Pretty difficult for the target to be pinpointed. And in any event, it was pretty obvious that there wasn't any target in that particular vicinity.
Every other Friday.
The return from the Polish-Vietnam Friendship School back to our hotel took approximately 20 minutes. No question but that it is within the suburban limits of Hanoi. But whether that is relevant or not, there is equally no question. But what Hanoi itself was bombed on December 13 and 14, and not only was it bombed, it was attacked with the idea of killing people, and not simply to blow up bridges and railroads. As we return to our hotel, we continue to pass by the teeming masses of people. This is a Sunday. We pass by a Catholic church and are told that people attend that church, as well as other Catholic churches in the Hanoi vicinity, some of which not particularly in Hanoi, but some Catholic churches in the north have been subject to attack also. But the point is that we see life, teeming life, constantly going on. People building, people working in the field. Everybody is doing something, and there is no indication from anything we have seen thus far that any of the people living in the north intend to surrender, intend to give up the struggle until there is victory and liberation.
Air was designed
at random.
So often it looking at a gigantic.
Where is the bomb crater? That's a bomb on Mars. Bomb.
Yeah. What are the dimensions, would you say, of that?
How long?
How wide is the diameter?
Okay. Diameter is 40 meters.
40 meters?
Yeah.
Let me say that. Yeah.
About 100. That would easily make 120 feet, huh? And about how deep would you say it was?
Hold on here. About 25 meters.
25 meters
deep, and what's that, Joe, in feet?
75 feet deep.
You say this is a 2,000 pound. Or 5,000? They said 5,000, but that's
5,000.
Oh, you mean 5,000 kilos, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, 2,500 kilos.
As we return back to our vehicles, we note peasants working in the field, perhaps 100 or 200 yards from the factory site, which was just come from.
This is the area where the dwelling quarters of the paper mill workers. Thế nhưng mà ở đây á, Nhật Mỹ cũng đến những xã bom bi là đó là những dấu trường. That U.S. came and drop fermentation bombs and the trick of the fermentation bomb in the world. Và trên mấy nhà chỗ nào cũng có bom bi không vậy? Và cái ác của Mỹ là không những nó tăng đi nè, nó thả bom nổ rồi nó thả lại bom đi, cho nên vừa rồi đây nó thả bom những nhà để chuẩn bị làm bạn trên, và giờ bị chết 5 người ở đang hiện tại.
Before dropping fragmentation bomb, they drop demolition bomb.
Tại vì là cái chúng ta là vì chúng ta đâu cũng có hầm đã phát triển
ba cái explosion of the bomb, part of the
think that the number of passengers must be, because we have a system of counters and things.
Là nhà hầm hố nhiều lắm chứ không thì chết rất nhiều. Công dân nghĩ đâu đã mà nó đánh chung người ta ngủ.
If we don't have a network of centers and trenches, the density must be breaking. Đến là lúc ta nằm ngủ là nghĩ nghĩ. Because it's the rain took place at the time when the workers racing
We're looking at six buildings that are squared off against each other in a sort of a compound. And these are the buildings that have just been referred to. They are about 200 to 300 yards from the factory site that we have just visited. And we are, one of the six buildings is one of the six apartment buildings, each of which is about four stories high. One of those six is completely destroyed. Only the bare shell still remains from the explosive. And next to it is a huge bomb crater, perhaps 20 feet in diameter and approximately 15 feet deep. The one, the building that we've just described as demolished is the rest house, the place where workers rested and relaxed, the recreation building. The significance then of this particular bombing site is the destruction of the recreation area, the recreation building, at approximately noontime when the workers were sure to be resting, and use of fragmentation bombs to catch those who might still be in the open.
We are determined that in spite of the many of unsolved difficulties, we try our best to restore the working power capacity of the mill in order to have paper. To have paper supply for the school children.
What was the statement that you made at the moment?
We workers here, in response to the appeal to the call by our patient hosting party and government, we are strong to do that. The U.S. aggressors destroy F1, we will make it, we'll make it up 10 times more.
You increase production?
Yes, by 10 times.
Will you give the, will you make that explanation that you did a moment ago that I didn't catch all of?
That is after the burial and funeral of the crew, the workers here are stepping up their work, their activities in order to restore the functioning capacity of the paper mill in order to have the paper supply for the school team.
So work has already commenced on the reconstruction of the factory.
Như thế tức là bây giờ bắt lại bắt đầu để phục hồi nhà máy đó. Đã bắt đầu rồi. Chúng tôi bây giờ đang chuẩn bị đang tiến độ là Now we are inspecting the damage and to make
preparation for the prepare.
The, in other words, to determine what you need to make the reparation, to make the make the repairs
necessary. After previous fact raid, the workers, our wing workers here, technical traders and workers ourselves, we just study dynamics and we make repair ourselves. And we are doing the same this time because we have had many experience in this kind of work.
Over 20 years worth. Is that right?
Yeah. Như thế tức là một cái loại công việc mà phải làm trong 12 năm. Lần trước cũng nhiều người nói như vậy nhưng mà chúng tôi làm được. That's right. Yeah. But we can shorten the time, shorten the time a great deal.
Làm việc cái kế hoạch này làm trước.
Last time we overfulfilled the plan, and this time we are sure that we could do the same. Nhà máy xây dựng khi nào và các cái nhà công nhân ở đây xây
dựng khi nào? Nhà máy này xây dựng khi nào?
Both the mill and the dwelling house of the poor workers were built at the end of 1958, beginning of 1959.
By the way, you said there were how many wounded? There were 5 killed and how many wounded?
Đây là như thế là bãi gì chứ?
Nam
này
bị thương,
bị thương, bị thương. Còn nam gì? Khi mà ông đang đóng ở đây là nam gì chết mà thứ hai được kia là bãi.
Với bao nhiêu người bị thương? 5 người bị thương.
Hai buồn. Có hai người là của anh ngoại nhân dân.
Go back to our office there, and we'll go to another site. Trong cái lúc đó thì là on that thing.
No, all together.
All together. Số công nhân của nhà máy là bao nhiêu? The number of skills, 7.
Oh, there were 7 altogether. Yeah. 5 by the next to the crater, by this farm, and 2 over what in the apartment house.
Yeah, and the story is that this is your rest house.
Yes, I got
that. There was a resting inside there, and there was a alert. They rushed to the shelter here.
Yes,
the shelter was here.
Oh, the bomb landed right on the shelter.
The bomb hit right on the shelter.
I see.
And still killing.
Okay.
And the house collapsed.
Collapsed by his pressure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And killing
two people inside the rest house.
Came up from the shelter to extinguish the fire, to save the wounded and they came again, the aircraft came again, and drove fragmentation bomb in order to kill more people.
In other words, they dropped a big bomb to cause the damage and cause fires.
Yeah.
Them and the people go out to save their property,
yes,
along comes another wave of planes to drop fragmentation bombs.
That's right. Only minor damage.
Oh.
Therefore, we should establish the chronology of it.
On what stage were they here?
Earlier this month, earlier this month, huh?
About end of
February.
February.
Yeah.
February.
The second team was shown the same site.
Yeah, the same site.
Which was at that time not as badly damaged.
Yeah, yeah.
And here we're looking at the damage again from a raid 3 days before.
Even I myself, I do not recognize this site now. Because last time I did go along with the second team.
Yes.
And this time I came and the damage was so big that I couldn't recognize the factory.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that it was another factory, not a paper mill.
I can hold it. Let this dangle out. Take pictures from my other.
Oh, I see. That's got everything inside.
Yeah.
But your tricorder is too big.
Too big, yes.
I use the car.
Too big. But it's the only one I had, so I had to bring it or nothing.
Well, I just stopped this one before I left, so I have another one.
We were given this as a going away present when we went to Europe last year.
Now what we need is a motorized typewriter. Good automation, possible.
The trouble is that I didn't use the case of my firefighter waiting because everything was sitting around here.
Who told you that?
Well, he's the expert there from London.
Yes,
they are. They're people.
What are we going to do with the morally underdeveloped government?
Morally underdeveloped.
Drop an ace bomb on. That'll eliminate the problem.
Grandpa's political illiteracy.
We have to formulate some slogans from being back.
I got the best one. Get out of Vietnam. It may not be new, but it certainly hits the point.
And I'm going to have to come say some words about the horror moratorium that our government is doing.
Yes, the Swedish government is not completely without guilt.
No, I'm not sure they are.
I mean, relatively, they're quite clean.
Talk about the compromise. What the hell is that?
And all of this talk about keeping themselves neutral so that they can conduct peace negotiations is utter rubbish, right?
Yes. What is there to talk about?
They won't be on
the ground. What would I just done?
What's
the happen? Oh, they'll think
of
something.
What's
the nice idea? Yeah. Oh, I stop for 2 minutes while I think of lovely pictures of it.
Yes.
Gosh, darn it.
We have arrived at a small hamlet where the homes are considered a thatched roof and clay, hardened clay. We go into a longhouse. We enter the longhouse and we find 5 beds, nice white covering, and a table with a white covering, some bananas. And we're told that after we've had a chance to rest, we can look forward to breakfast. We go through the village, and there's one thing that's noticeable about it. It's absolutely immaculate. It's clean. The people are poor, but they smile. And the children, as children are everywhere, are beautiful. At the end of one road, I find 4 canisters containing which did contain those 300 globes full of 300 pellets. Those canisters were dropped on this village, a village of thatched roofed clay houses, absolutely devoid of targets. The only target are people. Our guide, Zai, shows us betel nuts, which I have noticed the people eating, tea leaves. The betel nuts, incidentally, they put into a special kind of a leaf, and sometimes the old people put lime on it, and this is considered a tasty morsel for the day. I'm watching a Vietnamese woman fetching water from the well. She pulls down the bucket from the lever, dangling from a long pole at the other end of a tree. She gets her water the old-fashioned way. The water pouring episode that I was describing a moment ago, it turns out, the water is for us. Let me amend my description. There's a pole. It's fixed to a tree. One end is weighted with a heavy log. The other contains, of course, the rope from which dangles the bucket that's dipped into the well. The thatched roof huts that we have referred to, Sai tells us, are actually palm leaves that are capable of lasting for 10 years or more.
Information about the site, which has just bombed it, that you have just visited, and we also explain this explanation of the bombed site that you are going to visit. I thought a good thing of you.
The name of the comrade who lives in this house.
The owner of the house. You mean?
Would you extend to him deepest gratitude for his hospitality? Loudspeaker is announcing enemy aircraft about 80 kilometers.
In order to
you extend our gratitude to the owner. We're traveling to another site, and while en route, I thought I'd relate the discussion that we had at the breakfast table concerning the land distribution program. About 80% of the peasants are in what are called high cooperatives. That is, all of their labor goes into the cooperative enterprise. But a peasant has the right, the legal right, to own his own land if he wishes. And there is no legal limit on the amount of land which he may own, although there's a practical and social limitation. The limitation of what he can work by himself. The value of the cooperative is that people pool their labor, and their labor goes against the to combat the natural elements such as flood, storm, and the like. It is also indigenous to the culture before the revolution. In August of 1945, there was a very primitive form of collective assistance on an individual basis. We're now at the second site.
This place, we have many households in the hamlet that is destroyed, many family and houses in the hamlet that is destroyed, including the skin of the public in the hamlet, the hamlet,
We're entering the Catholic Church in this village, which has obviously been damaged. The roof shows extensive damage.
held off.
Are you listening, Cardinal Stroman? We're observing that the statue of Mary on one of the subaltars has lost her head due to the bombing of the church. Fourteen statues of Mary and what? You mean 14 pictures?
Yes.
That are hanging from the roof. We're looking at not one, but several shell holes. The largest one, which appears to be two shell holes, side by side, has dug a hole about at least 40 feet long and approximately 20 feet wide. Still another hole. A short distance away, approximately 30 feet in diameter, maybe 10 to 12 feet deep, as distinguished from the previous hole, which is at least 15 to 17 feet deep. One looks around and strains to find a military target and concludes that the only military targets are churches and people.
Yes, on the edge of the rim of the shell hole, there was a shelter there.
Yes. And by that time, the bomb dropped. The mother and her son were in the shelter. The dead guy. All the mother and two sons were killed.
Two cells or one cell?
This is the shelter of the family of Lincoln, where we can his family is a family of 9 members. When there was an alert, all the members of the family got into this shelter.
We are in the garden,
bombing, the shelter was collapsed, and which killed three persons. And the rest of the six members were wounded by the bomb blast. The wife of Mr. Yen Venture was killed. And the only son of the family by the name of Yen Venture was also killed. The little son, that is the youngest son of the family, was 3 years old. When the little son died, his son was killed by a banana. The girl, the girl of 30, I don't know when she owned.
We are not here, I'm a tongue, I can be up for the girl of
the girl just came back from school. The girl was eating something for her breakfast before going to school. And at that time there was a alert and she got into the shelter and then that she was doing together with the mouse.
Is there a military target list? There's a banana tree in there, small young sprout, but just in the middle of what was once a shelter. That buried the family that had been just destroyed.
Like the president of the Mingwen Cooperative, for Hamdong, belonging to Mingdong Village.
That was the village that we had breakfast in this morning?
Có phải cùng là cái trong cái xã này, cùng nãy là cái xã Kiệt Tắc, đây là cái xã Mingdong. The one there, the Kim Tạng Village, and the Mingdong Village.
Yes.
Giữa xã Kiệt Tắc với lại Mingdong gần nhau, giáp nhau. The Kim Tạng and Mingdong Village are close.
Yes, so we had breakfast in Mingnong Village.
Kim Tat.
In Kim Tat Village.
Kim Tat. Và cũng cùng một cái trận mà đặc biệt gây tội ác ngày 18 tháng 2 năm
That's where we had breakfast, or no?
No.
Well, this is the one that we just came from.
Is this hole made by just one bomb?
Bác sĩ chỗ này một quả bom nổ, một quả bom nổ, yes, one bomb. Cái quả bom này khoảng bao nhiêu? Quả bom này thì chúng tôi dự đoán khoảng 500 cân. I'm going to we guess that maybe
I noticed that.